Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. So how is the African family doing today? And how are the children? We'd like to welcome you to another segment of our newly broadcasting segment on Moses. Moses, Moses, what does he do? Ladies and gentlemen, you've embarked upon an organic broadcasting, and we are going to be talking about the products and the programs that Moses produces here in the Midwest. I hope you're gearing up to put your farmer's hat on, because that's exactly what we're doing. We're getting prepared to go into the new millennium with an understanding of how our soil works and how to create a more wholesome production of crops through doing organic gardening. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the women out there ought to be getting ready to become those green thumb people that we know you can become. The rural woman in the community. That's right. We're going to be talking about the rural woman. What is she like? And what are some of her characteristics? And how do you find her in the courtyard? And many of you are searching her out. What are some of the distinctive characteristics that she carries? And how do you become a rural woman and stay suburban and connected? How do you wear your green thumb? And how do you manifest holistic organic preparation? What I'll be showing you in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to gear up, because this is a journey like all the journeys that I take you on. You're going to have to go through a process, ladies and gentlemen, and that process means you're going to have to accept new concepts. You're going to have to take new concepts into your loins and embrace them. If you want to be able to have healthy and wholesome diet and be healthy enough to live and stay on top of things without being in and out of hospitals and clinics, we're going to learn some things about what a rural woman does in her household. We're going to learn how to apply those things and make them applicable to today's time. We know we have got to bring those farmers up. We have got to upgrade them. And as we upgrade them, we're going to introduce the women into the industry. Women that are going into sustainable footprints, carbon footprints. We want sustainable lifestyles now. We want to know that we can birth ourselves into the new millennium. So therefore, we have to have eco systems that are working. We have to understand that sustainability does not only mean changing a light bulb and being thrifty when it comes to solar energy, it also means holistically inclined to understand that you no longer have to be subjected to all of the pesticides and all of the fertilizers that are put in our food. We now understand that when you plant a seed, you can plant healthy seeds that will reproduce after their own kind. We are going to have to decipher companies that are out there creating holistic seeds that are able to produce a seed and not destroy our Mother Nature. We're coming to take back Mother Nature, and we're coming to embrace our position in society. Yes, we are women, sustainable people who will and can become our everyday farmers. Now we're going to modernize those women, and we're going to disguise them so that they won't even know how to pick them out of the audience. Those that would be those croppers and those that could harvest the crop and bring it in and label their products and create new products that can be placed on the shelf. Isn't this a great time to be born, knowing that billions of dollars are now those new farmers. We're going to get behind those legislators, those advocates, and we're going to advocate for those bills that address the farmers' needs. And we are going to save ourselves through our own hands as we work hard and push plow. And not only work it out in the crops now, we have modernized ourselves with greenhouses. So why don't you start Googling greenhouses and find out how you can get your very own greenhouse? And when you set that greenhouse up, ladies and gentlemen, know that you can not only just feed your family, but approximately 4 families can be fed off of 1 greenhouse. And if that's not sustainability for you, I don't know what is. So I hope you're gearing up. I want you to lock that down, man, because we are going to be in for a ride today. Lock in the numbers, and we're opening up our chat room so you can be right here with us as we discuss the topic. 646-478-0273. Lock it in, little G. Lock it in, little G. And keep it right there. Keep it right there. To my Twitter friend and my Facebook friend, you're invited. Come on in. We've now invited you, and we've called you to the place to be. Our chat rooms are now open. If you'd like to be one of our hosts in our chat room, why don't you come on in and be a part of this discussion? Most of you, sometimes you are part of the problem.
That has their hands on the pulse. I guess I must have spoken into place. Before I could even go to C-SPAN, I discovered that their topic was on sustainability. And how do you make family self-reliance? That was their topic for all of the roundtable discussion. So I must have been right on target. And today's segment, ladies and gentlemen, as you join me in our libation, I want you to know we've transitioned into the signatures on the water. So if you have some names that you would like to leave on the water, why don't you walk over to the talking care room with me as we go and leave our signatures on the water and we begin to send out that prayer list. I am going to be preparing the libation, and I want you to understand that the signatures on the water are very, very important, that we leave our carbon footprint behind. And as we leave our carbon footprints behind, we'll leave our signatures for our ancestors to be able to grasp. And as you prepare to go into libation, listen to the water, and may it calm you and relax you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this libation. And our water is flowing in the back, still water runs deep. I'd like to pour libation for Akamare. And Akamare is a representation of your higher self, which is the Godhead. And we pour libations and say Ashe. I'd like to pour libations for my mother spirit, Yamanja, representing my mother, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libations for my father, Obakala, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my mother, and I say Ashe. And I light a candle for my father, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that water has no enemy, no known enemy. It is neutral. It has no known enemy. And therefore, we use the water to neutralize situations. We like to call on Sheikh SD out and ask him to be a witness here as we put the signatures out on the water. We call for Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King, and we say Ashe. We call for Sheikh SD, Marcus Garvey, Nina Simone, Zora Neale Hurston. We call forth the ancestors that they may be present here today and that they may be accounted for. As the water is flowing in the background softly, I want you to know that the water is healing and the water is captivating, and it will overturn you if you go under the currency. It is very powerful, and it has ability to neutralize the situation. We like to call forth our own personal ancestors today, and I call forth Tommy Pete Harvey, my father. I call forth Robert Jenkins, my father. I call forth Essely Pope, my mother. And I call forth my mother, Clara Jenkins. I call forth Mary Lou Hawkins. I call forth Tommy Harvey, Jr. I call forth Michael Harvey. I call forth Michelle Harvey. I call forth Mary Lou Hawkins. I call forth Mitchell Lilly, Sam Lilly, George Lilly, and I ask them to be present here today as they stand as a witness today as we call forth our ancestors and we put the signature out on the water. Listen as the water carries the signature. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer that you will understand the benefit of water and the neutralizing effect that it has on every situation, even on your personal life and your life situation. You ought to pour a glass of water. The water stabilizes the situation and creates a currency in your life so you're not stagnant. Allow for the water to be placed on your altar. As your water evaporates and goes into the atmosphere, refresh the water periodically, knowing that it is the water that has healing power. Now, thank you so very much for going on that talking cure with me. It is my prayer that every household present here today will be blessed down to the 1,000th generation. And even so, in their loins, those children have not yet been born, we bless them, and we consider your household blessed for them that love God, down to the 1,000th generation. And we ask that every family present here today that know that we are about the business of helping families. Now, we want to talk about the Rural Woman, the Rural Woman's Project. What exactly is it, and what does it mean? Now, Moses Organization, as I told you, is an educational organization. It stands for Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Services, representing Moses. Moses, Moses, what does he do? He brings us the Rural Woman's Project. And we are so grateful that someone has thought enough of the women to include the women in this process called farming. Now, tonight we will be giving you those sneak previews because we're still yet in the month of January, but we are ushering in the whole topic of Moses for you so that you can get ready for the symposium and this conference that's going to take place on the topic of healthy lifestyles and organic products. I've already created my very first professional website on My Chocolate Store, and I'm thinking about changing the name, but it's loaded with all kinds of fresh vegetables, vegan diets, and raw diets to get you ready. And that website is already up and functioning now, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an operating website where you can purchase things sooner than later. And I want you to definitely go out to that website. And it's going to be up under OMIS, Organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, Broadcasters, BROADCASTER.com. And you can find it there. And I would definitely like for you to leave me a tag or a comment about the healthy stores that we are prescribing. Now, this whole movement is about getting healthier, using my abilities as a coach to talk to the audience about the opportunities to become healthier and in our latter days to make our latter days our better days. As we give you the sneak preview on healthy lifestyles, know that we're trying to get those Rural Woman in place. Now, this segment that's entitled Moses, Moses, Who Is He and What Does He Do? He brings you the Rural Woman. Now, I'd like to talk with you a little bit about the Rural Woman and the fact that she is now incorporated into farmers' life. There are a number of Rural Women out there, and some of them are already moving south and setting up their farming grounds. One that I know in particular who has set up their grounds and are now becoming a certified organic gardener. They're growing things like watermelons, squash, and they're taking them to the market, and they're being paid for their produce, and they're running their own business. Did you hear that, Margot? I said they're running their own businesses. That means they're in business for themselves. Can you do this, Omi? Yes, you can. Say it with me as Obama says it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can get those fundings and grants. They are available, and they do exist. And next time I'm on the airwaves, I'm going to tell you about those grants that are available and that we can exercise and apply for. These are fundings that have been put aside for those farmers. I may even have a copy of some of that information here. But we can't get into all of it because of our time constraint. I may give you a couple of the places. Now, I want you to understand that getting involved in farming is a good thing. Now, the Midwest Organic Sustainable Education Service, I told you, is Moses. I found my paper. There is a collaborative Regional Alliance for Farmers Training. You might want to take that down, www.csalesringcenter.org. That organization you can look up in Google. Then there's the Key National Organization and Resources. That organization also works with grants. And then there is the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, NSAC. Their website is www.sustainableagriculture.net. Okay? And then there is Michael Fields Agricultural Institution, MFIA. www.michaelfields, and .org. Now, these organizations, they carry with them information about grants, okay? And then there's the Renewing the Countryside, RTC, www.eneweningthecountryside.org. These organizations have information on grant funding. And it's not possible for me to give them all to you today, but I want you to go out and take a look at them. Now, this rural woman, what does this rural woman do? She gets herself together and gets her a posse. That's right, like a tribe, like Omi's getting. And she gets a group of women, and they work together. One may specialize in working on produce, one on the fruit trees. One may specialize in working on raw products and seeds, and they come together, and they produce products, and they also take their raw fruit goods and vegetables to the market, and they become certified organic gardeners, and they put themselves in business as entrepreneurs, and they lobby, and they go to Washington and get behind bills to push bills forward so that those bills can accentuate their organization. There's some bills on Capitol Hill right now that they're getting ready and prepared to put together, and they're going to need language to put in the bill so that they can start pushing for these services and funds to be available in our communities here in the Midwest. Most of the activity is going on in Iowa and Minnesota, as well as in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Now, that's where the workshop is going to be. If you haven't gone online, you ought to go online and register yourself for the next upcoming workshop with Moses. And if you get in time, you can become a volunteer, and you can get in at a discount rate where you can work the doors and work with the customers as they come in and go to the workshop. By all means, go to the workshops. Now, this educational session that I'm giving you, I can't possibly give you everything about Moses. You know he parted the Red Sea, and he didn't do it in just one day. So bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, as you come on these airwaves. I want you to lock those dials in and also lock in the opportunity to come in our chat room and chat with us about these topics and what we're doing, because we're going to go somewhere with this. We're not going to just stop you here. And those of you who are interested, we're going to work with you. I now have joined with a sister radio station that will be coming on shortly, Abundant Life. And that Abundant Life will be a sister company of mine, and we will be working collaborative together. So I'm pretty excited about it. And the sister corporation will be doing something in the spirit realm similar to each other. Now, I want you to understand that your carbon footprints can be left behind today. If you promise me you'll come back tomorrow and you sit and sup with me, we can leave our carbon footprints behind today, and we can come back tomorrow all ready to function as rural women. Why don't you put your rural hat on? I'm going to put my rural hat on. Now, I'm not in the country. I'm not out in the backwoods. I'm in my backyard. Imagine yourself being in your backyard in your greenhouse, where you've set up everything, where you can grow anything from herbs to fruit trees, and you begin to the process. It's very important to understand that it is a process. Nothing happens overnight when you're working with a crop and you're trying to extinguish a crop. There's some of you that are interested in cattle, and some of you are interested in the raw milk. So those opportunities are also available. I want you to know it's Jubilee time. Moses has made all of that possible. He has went and put his hands up in the air, and he has begun to start to request things for women. So why don't we say it together? Moses, Moses, Moses. We know what he do. He parts the Red Sea for the urban woman. He opens up a way so that we can be accounted for to leave our carbon footprints behind. He shows us how to make a living for ourselves with organic gardening and veggies that will be fit for a king. He shows us that we can live in a paperless society as we look at our sustainable resources and our ability to use solar panel energy to resuscitate our homes with warm heat in the winter and cool heat in the summer. Now, Moses is somewhat of a miracle worker, and we want to get behind Moses and help him to become a miracle worker. So we're going to get to that workshop, and we're going to be accounted for, and we're going to get our youth at that workshop, and that's going to be in February, and I gave you the dates of that. And if I'm not mistaken, that was February. Don't let me give out the wrong dates, so I'll wait and give you the dates tomorrow. But you know the workshop is coming up. Go to the website and Google Moses' website and find out everything you can about the organization. You're looking for the organization to find out. And did you know that Moses stands for, like I said, Midwest Organic and Sustainable Education Services? The organization manages dozens of projects affecting thousands of farmers in the Midwest and beyond, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you join us tomorrow as we open up opportunities to discuss what Moses has done, that he will resuscitate the eco-friendly sustainability. He'll create the carbon footprints within your lifestyle. We must be at the head of the line when this happens, women. We must be at the head, and we must start sustaining ourselves and looking for a way that we can help the right to work bill go away, and we can create jobs for ourselves and get behind the new farmers bill that's coming out, and we can help the legislature create the language for that bill to include women. And this is an advocacy ploy. I got my advocacy hat on today. We need to be a part of the bill and create the language so that when the bill goes through the House of Representatives, it will get passed and funds will be available for us women who want to create our own products like my fine raw chocolate. Didn't you know that some of us like it raw? And that's my slogan, because as I create from my loins and create products, I want them to be edible, to make us healthy, beautiful, and lovely elders as we grow old in our latter days. Now, I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with me. I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to say that you ought to be a part of the segment where we begin to start to live an abundant life. You don't want to just live in this life where you are not living a quality of life. You want to live an abundant life. So why don't you live that abundant life with me today? Why don't you do that? And I'd like to welcome you to a new life, a life where you can find yourself living abundant, and you can find that you can live healthier lives, enjoyable lives, and you can have a quality life. And you don't have to settle to be broken down with problems of having author and writers affecting your life. You can put author and writers to rest, and you can begin to live a wholesome life with wholesome people as we sustain ourselves by leaving our carbon footprints behind. Organic gardening, vegetation with the fruit and the vegetables. These are the things that God has given us. Now let us embrace what he has left for us on this earth. The world and they that dwell therein, they all belong to the Creator. He has given us the ability to put our hands behind the plow so that we can begin to sustain ourselves with healthy living. You ought to be thinking about how to create yourself into this new millennium by creating your own businesses and entrepreneurs. and your Echopreneur businesses are awaiting you, ladies. They are not just sending for the men. They're asking the women to roll up their sleeves and put their hands to the plow. You can do it. You can do it. You remember when your forefathers did it. Now, did they leave the plow and forgot to tell you about how to farm? If you don't remember, it'll come back to you. Your ancestors once did it. It was what they were gifted in. They were farmers. Every one of them have an understanding of how it's done because it's in our DNA. We made a living by the sweat of our brow, and we made all of the South rich because we plowed and we cultivated the land. Now let's do it again for ourselves. We can do it for ourselves this time. Not only can we just do it, we could have our own manufactured products on the shelf with our names on it. And we can sell our products in the vineyard and sell them across the sea and across the water. And we can have international connections with our products. Why don't you vision with me? Come to Vision Walk with me. Envision it. It is doable, ladies and gentlemen. And you ought to know that God left this earth for you to sustain it. Subdue it. So let's subdue the earth as rule women. So let's put your rule hat on and let's subdue it. How many of you do remember the jam that your mothers used to make and the apple butter? And don't forget the cha-cha. If you haven't had cha-cha, then you ought to get out there and take those vegetables and grain those vegetables to the point of putting your product together and making your own, your very own cha-cha.